Dear investors and partners, my name is Andrii Avila, CFO of Eesti Energia. I'm glad to welcome you on our regular conference call to discuss Eesti Energia's third quarter 2019 financial results. I hope you have had a chance to download the quarterly report and the investor presentation from our website. We start from slide number 3 with Eesti Energia's sales revenues that increased by 3% in the third quarter of 2019, reaching nearly 206 million euros. EBITDA in the same period fell by 28% to 42.1 million euros. EBITDA decline can be tracked down to our oil shale electricity production unit. There were two major root causes. First, our newest oil shale power plant, Auvere, was in a guarantee maintenance for most of the quarter. Secondly, due to high CO2 prices, there were one-off expenses in the large-scale energy production unit as a result of restructuring operations carried out during the quarter. Compared to last year, operating cash flow during the quarter was down by 48 million euros. The group's capital expenditure in the third quarter amounted to 34 million euros, which was nearly 44% lower than a year ago. We will be reviewing the financials in more detail in the upcoming slides, but before that, let's take a closer look at the developments on our main commodity markets. Turning to slide 4, it can be seen that third quarter 2019 electricity prices were lower than a year ago. Last year's electricity prices benefited from low hydro levels and also there were maintenance works of a Nordbaltic interconnector and Nordic nuclear power plants. In this year's third quarter, the average price of Nord Pool Estonia was 48.9 euros per megawatt hour, which was 8.5% lower than last year's figure. Electricity price spread between Estonia and Finland in the third quarter of this year increased to 1.4 euros per megawatt hour, resulting in higher electricity prices for Estonian consumers. The price difference between Estonia and Finland came down from 5.2 euros per megawatt hour, difference seen in the second quarter of this year, where the congestion of Finnish-Estonian connections played its role. The electricity price in Latvia was basically on the same level as in Estonia, just 0.5 euros per megawatt hour higher. The clean dark spread, a metric we used to show the margin available to Eesti Energia's Narva power plants after oil shale and CO2 costs, decreased to 1.5 euros per megawatt hour, declining by roughly 90% from last year's third quarter levels. On a yearly comparison basis, most of the impact, specifically 6 euros per megawatt hour, came from higher CO2 prices. Electricity price component decreased by 4.6 euros per megawatt hour, and the impact from the cost of oil shale was 3.1 euros per megawatt hour, totaling at a decline of 13.6 euros per megawatt hour. Despite the low clean dark spread, we are still able to produce electricity as our Narva power plants target electricity production at peak hours where electricity prices are higher than the Nord Pool quarterly average electricity prices. Continuing to slide number 5, we will now go over the oil market developments. During the third quarter, oil prices decreased compared to the levels we saw a year ago. The average price of Brent crude oil fell 18%, while the price of 1% sulfur content fuel oil, which is the main reference product to our oil products, dropped by 7% to 339 euros per ton. These movements can be explained by talks of slowing global economic growth and also bigger oil inventories in the USA. Nevertheless, we see good opportunities for shale oil export as the tighter marine fuel sulfur cap kicks in from 2020, which according to our expectations should support European fuel oil market. Moving to the next slide, slide number 6, let's start the review of Eesti Energia's financial results in more detail. Compared to the third quarter of last year, this year we saw mixed performance of our segments. While shale oil and other activities managed to show increasing revenues and EBITDA growth, our electricity and distribution segments saw both declines. We will now cover the different segments in more detail. Let's turn to page number eight to look at the results of the electricity segment. Eesti Energia's average electricity sales price increased by 5% in the third quarter, reaching 54.7 euros per megawatt hour, while the Nord Pool Estonia average electricity price decreased by 8.5% to 48.9 euros per megawatt hour. The widening difference between our average electricity sales price and Nord Pool Estonia average electricity price comes from two factors. First, the bigger share of retail sales in the sold electricity sales volume implies higher average electricity sales price because the average sales price of retail contracts is higher than the electricity market price on the wholesale markets. Secondly, electricity production at our Narva power plants takes place more during peak hours where the electricity prices are higher than Nord Pool average. Despite favorable dynamics of peak hour prices, Eesti Energia's electricity generation fell more than half from last year's third quarter levels to 1.1 terawatt hour due to higher CO2 market price and maintenance of three power units. From the three maintenances, our newest production unit, Auvere, was under unanticipated extended quarantine repairs and will be back operational in November this year. The other two maintenances regarding the 5th and 11th unit took place according to the maintenance schedule. Despite higher average electricity sales prices, sales volume and sales revenue declined by 12.7% and 6% respectively. Wholesale sales volume decreased due to lower electricity generation quantities, while retail sales volume quantities got support from increased sales activity on Lithuanian and Polish markets. During previous two quarters, we have pointed out the production of electricity from renewable and alternative sources, which was 25% in Q1 this year and 33% in Q2. In the third quarter, electricity produced from renewable and alternative sources amounted to 41% of the total production. Turning to slide number nine, the EBITDA of electricity segment fell by 66% from last year's 30 million euros to 10.5 million euros this year. Although during the quarter we benefited from higher sales price, the effect of which was circa 7 million euros, we also had 20 million euros of higher costs related to electricity purchase costs. The reason here is behind lower production quantities at our Narva power plants, which meant that we had to buy more electricity from the market for our retail clients, leading to higher electricity purchasing costs. Impact from lower energy production quantities, which relate mostly to Narva power plants, are covered separately under the factor of volume impact in the amount of minus 8 million euros. On a positive side, we saw lower fixed costs at our oil shale related large-scale energy production units, while costs at the renewables and customer services rose. The renewable unit saw its costs go higher on a yearly basis due to the acquisition of Nelja Energia, which took place in the last year's fourth quarter, while customer services costs have gone up due to expansion activities in Swedish, Finnish and Polish markets. Next, let's take a look at the results of the distribution segment, which start on slide 11. Distribution volumes during the third quarter of this year were basically on the same level as last year, increasing by 0.8%. Sales revenue of the distribution operations fell by 7% on a yearly basis to 48.5 million euros. As in the first 6 months of this year, the reason here is the distribution tariff cut, which took place in the beginning of this year. The average duration of unplanned interruptions came down by nearly half an hour to 20.8 minutes, as this year's third quarter was relatively quiet compared to last year, where the month of September was especially stormy. Turning to the next slide, the EBITDA of the distribution segment declined by 8.7% to 22.5 million euros due to the already mentioned tariff cuts. Slightly higher distributed volumes and lower payroll costs helped to ease the negative impact of lower tariffs. On slide 14, we continue the overview of the shale oil segment. Eesti Energia's average shale oil sales price, excluding the impact of hedges, declined by 7.8% on a year-on-year comparison to 339 euros per ton, following the market price movements of 1% heavy fuel oil. Including hedges, the average sales price increased by 7.1% to nearly 279 euros per ton, as older hedges made at lower price levels are maturing. Sales volume of shale oil increased by 27% to 101,000 tons on the back of increased sales. Shale oil production was 9% higher than a year ago, amounting to 113,000 tons. Year to date, oil production numbers are at record high. We have produced 331 tons of oil in the first 9 months this year, up 11% from last year's figures. Those record volumes have been made possible by NFE 280 oil production facility, which has managed to exceed its projected capacity on a regular basis this year. Turning to the shale oil EBITDA on the next slide, we saw a 40% improvement as the EBITDA of shale oil operations amounted to 10.2 million euros. Main contributing factors during the quarter were bigger oil sales volume and gain on derivatives, whereas the margin impact on the back of decreased average sales price without hedges and fixed costs had negative effects. Fixed costs rose due to the rise of inventory levels and higher payroll costs attributable to oil operations. On slide 16, let's cover the contribution of other products and services of Eesti Energia Group. Sales revenue of other products and services grew by 87% from last year's 20 million euros in the third quarter. As in previous quarters, the main factor here is the sale of pellets, and an operation that we acquired together with Nelja Energia in November last year. During the third quarter, gas sales increased by 2.1 million euros as natural gas sales volumes doubled. Coming to EBITDA impact of other services, the major effect compared to last year comes from our liquidated damages, as a year ago in the third quarter the accounting of liquidated damages had a negative impact, whereas this year there have been no such factors. Other changes in EBITDA, which were 0.8 million euros lower than a year ago, are made up mostly from operations of benefit solutions, pellet operations, mining products, R&D costs, and gas sales. Moving on to slide 17, we show the development of Eesti Energia's third quarter operating cash flows from EBITDA. The group's EBITDA was 42 million euros in the third quarter, while operating cash flows were 37 million euros lower. The largest difference between EBITDA and operating cash flows were caused by changes in the working capital, where the major contributing factor was the increase in account receivables. There are quite few factors to point out. Firstly, the end of a quarter where occurred shale oil sales with payment dates in the fourth quarter. Secondly, the seasonality of retail sales started to have its effect in the third quarter, as the electricity consumption starts to go slightly higher and higher, resulting in higher electricity bills for electricity consumers, therefore also increasing our account receivables. In addition, there were some larger than usual gas-related deals during the quarter, as the LNG pricing in our region is attractive, but the impact of the gas deals is in the range of a couple million euros. On the other hand, CO2 impact was positive during the quarter, as it is mainly related to our non-monetary provisions made in the income statement during the quarter to match the emissions cost of our CO2-emitting energy production. Cash flows related to electricity, oil, and gas hedges had a slightly negative impact during the quarter, as the collateral requirements for our hedges rose. Interest paid in the third quarter is the largest throughout the year compared to other quarters. This is because our 500 million euro bond with maturity date in 2023 that has its annual coupon payment date in September in an amount of nearly 12 million euros. In addition, during the third quarter, there were some other scheduled debt repayments. Next, let's continue to slide 18, where we compare our operating cash flows in the third quarter to this year's to last year's cash flows. Operating cash flows in the third quarter were nearly 48 million euros lower from last year's levels, from which lower EBITDA effect was nearly a third. Working capital changes were affected by increase in accounts receivables, as we have explained our retail sales to expanded our retail sales to new markets in Sweden, Finland, Poland, but also in Lithuania, resulting in higher accounts receivables compared to last year's level. Coming to CO2 impact, last year during the third quarter, we received large market-to-market settlements for our CO2 positions, whereas this year, our CO2 forward positions are lower and the price of CO2 has been more stable. Therefore, a negative comparison compared to last year. Derivative instruments had a negative effect, as our electricity, oil, and gas-related collaterals have increased compared to levels at the end of the third quarter last year. However, interest paid during third quarter of this year was lower, as last year in September we redeemed the remaining outstanding part of 2018 euro bond in the amount of 152 million euros, and this bond carried a coupon of 4.25%. On slide 19, we have provided an overview of capital expenditure during the third quarter of this year. CapEx fell by 43.9% on yearly basis, amounting to 34 million euros. The major factors in the decreased CapEx are our power plant related payments, which were made last year, but not anymore. Investments into electricity networks were basically on the same level, whereas maintenance CapEx, which is mainly related to large-scale energy production, decreased by half due to lower electricity production from oil shale. During the quarter, we invested also 3.4 million euros to renewable energy projects, up by 1.1 million euros a year ago. Turning to slide 20, we have provided an overview of group's liquidity position. During the third quarter, Eesti Energia made scheduled loan principal payments in the amount of 21.7 million euros. Net cash flows during the quarter were negative, as the cash balance of the group declined by 51.2 million euros from the second quarter to 41.9 million euros. In addition, we have access to revolving credit facilities with two regional banks in the amount of 300 million euros. On slide 21, let's go over the group's leverage ratios and debt maturity profile. As a result of the high CO2 price and its effects on the oil shale electricity segment, Eesti Energia's net debt to EBITDA ratio has climbed back to levels we saw at the end of 2018, 3.7 times to be exact. This is above Eesti Energia's long-term financial policy target of 3.5 times net debt EBITDA. From our management, The management of the company has outlined measures to get back to a financial policy metric. In August this year, the rating agency Standard & Poor's downgraded Eesti Energia's credit rating from BBB flat to BBB- with a stable outlook. Part of Eesti Energia's financial policy is to maintain an investment credit rating from international credit rating agencies. On slide number 22, we will provide you with the updated outlook of Eesti Energia for the remaining 2019. Compared to the second quarter of this year, there are no changes in the expectations of sales revenues, while the management's expectations regarding the EBITDA and investments have changed. In the second quarter, we expected EBITDA for full 2019 to be stable and investments to grow. The latest expectation is that EBITDA investments will both decline compared to 2018. EBITDA decrease comes from higher CO2 prices and longer unplanned maintenance period of our power plant. Investments will decline mostly due to smaller large-scale energy production-related investments, and also some renewable energy investments have been postponed. Finally, with slide 23, we will conclude today's presentation. In the third quarter of 2019, we saw substantially lower electricity production quantities from our oil shale-based assets due to high CO2 prices and unplanned maintenance works of our power plant, which resulted in decreased electricity sales revenues and EBITDA. High CO2 prices meant that we also had to carry out restructuring activities in our large-scale energy production, which resulted in one-off costs. On the good side, our shale oil operations saw growth in revenues and EBITDA. As a result, our third quarter EBITDA was 42.1 million euros, a 27.9% decrease from last year's figure. 12.5 million euros of the EBITDA decline is attributable to longer than expected maintenance works of our power plant and one-offs related to large-scale energy production restructurings. The quarter ended with a net loss of 9.5 million euros, mainly due to lower EBITDA, but also amortization and financial costs were slightly higher compared to last year. That is all from our side regarding the third quarter results. We are now ready to take your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star followed by one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star followed by two. If you're using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. Anyone who has a question may press star followed by one at this time. One moment for the first question. There are no questions at this time, and I would like to hand back to Andre Avila for closing comments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for listening. We will introduce our annual results of 2019 at the end of February. Thank you.